20s and so on. I knew Varese from that time on, and at the same, I also heard works of Charles Ives. There was somebody not far from here on 3rd Avenue, a woman named Catherine Ruth Heyman, who played Scriabin and Schoenberg and Charles Ives and Ravel and Debussy. And I went to all of these things when I was very young, and I had various friends who were involved with this whole field. One of them was Eugene O'Neill's son, who went to the same school with me and was in my class. And the Provincetown Playhouse gave performances of O'Neill's plays right down here on McDougal Street. So that this was this whole field of avant-garde of that period was something that got me very interested in music. And actually, well, I came to wish to be a composer through hearing that music and rather disliking the more conservative music that I can, like Beethoven and Mozart. And it was only years later that I began to like that kind of music. So that there's always been this background of that early period of modernism that has remained with me all my life.